Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you joining me again this week as we're diving in to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Yesterday, we chewed on a big chunk of God's word. We took in a lot. We're growing in how much we're reading, and we just began to get into the first couple verses talking about the work that the Lord has entrusted to us, that there's this work that he's given each and every one of us, and he's the one doing the growth. He's the one building up. We each belong to him, but he's calling us to be excellent. He's calling us to be skilled master builders, as Paul says that he is. And this is what I love about Paul, is he's this both and of he's totally, completely entrusting himself to the Lord, giving himself to the Lord, saying it's all because of you. It's nothing on my merit. All my works are like rags. And I'm going to work my tail off to be excellent for the Lord, to give him everything, not out of a place of earning my security, but from a place of knowing God loves me. He's put something in me, and I want to give back to him and do the work of the kingdom. And so I want to invite you yesterday to go listen to yesterday's episode. And today we're going to start again today, just like we did yesterday, reading this beginning portion of Isaiah chapter 6, because we're really walking this summer in refixing our eyes on the Lord. And so as we pray and as we read this, I want to invite you, as the week's gotten going here, summer I always think is going to be, I'm like, oh, it's summer, it's going to be less busy, whatnot. Nope. Never is. It's always busier in a different way, you know? And I think that's true for each one of us. And so to actually, as we're praying this, to ask the Holy Spirit to help us look in our hearts to say, where am I not looking at you, Jesus? Where have I looked at other things? Where have I made idols in my heart? Where have I fixed my eyes on other things that are not you? And so to actually ask the Holy Spirit to really help us go deep in that as we're praying this prayer. And so if you'll join me, let's pray Isaiah 6 in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on his throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, and for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Jesus, you are the King. You are the Lord of hosts. And when we come into your presence, Lord, we are struck by your awesome might, by your overflowing love and power, that you hold us in the palm of your hand, and we're struck with fear of the Lord, that woe are we, because we are unclean and sinful before you. But you see us with mercy and with love. You see us, Lord. And so we thank you, Lord, that you are the great King over all the earth, and you are the intimate one who comes to us. And so help us, Lord, as we read this particular passage of 1 Corinthians 3, that you would fix our eyes on you. Help us to see you. Remove other desires right now and give us a desire to see you, the King seated upon the throne in all your glory and majesty and power. We pray all this in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we've been in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and I'm going to read this time 10 through 15, and then tomorrow we'll go 16 and deal with that next section, just for the sake of time. And just as a reminder, we're talking about the work that the Lord has entrusted to us, and Paul's talking about the work of the kingdom that God's given him. So he says this in verse 10, "According to the commission of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and another man is building upon it. Let each man take care of how he builds upon it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, each man's work will become manifest. For the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work which any man has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. That is an intense passage. Like, just that portion in and of itself, there's a lot in there that we're going to get to about receiving rewards, about being purified by fire. But I want to continue on where we left off yesterday. Is he's saying, let each man take care of how he builds upon it. And I just want to say this as I was reading it, something that was coming to mind. I love this word intent, according to the commission of God. And for each and every one of you listening right now, whether you're sitting and listening to this in your C-suite office as a CEO, whether you're a mom and you're home and you feel like no one's seen you all day except toddlers and you have spit up all over you, whether you're going across the world for the gospel, whether you're just teaching it, whether you just got out of mass, whether you're feeling disconnected from God, wherever you are, if you have a pulse, God has commissioned you. God has commissioned you. He has given you a mission. He has sent you forth. He has desired that you would be his ambassador. He has desired that you would go out on his behalf. And I want to give it, let's talk about a little like a commission, right? Formally authorized, assigned, or requested. God has formally authorized you by the blood of Jesus. He's requested you, not just Dr. Ralph Martin, not just Pope Leo, not just Mother Teresa, not just Saint Therese, not just insert your favorite saint there. He's called and commissioned you. And the enemy, because we look at our circumstances and we look at what we have to give and we look at what we have to offer and all this stuff, and we're like, definitely not me. There's no way that he's commissioned me. There's no way that he has sent me. And so just to stand in that, the Lord has commissioned you. And now he says this, 11, for no other foundation can anyone lay that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He's saying the only foundation each and every one of us can lay is the foundation of Jesus Christ. God has given each and every one of us a life. He's given each and every one of us a life to live for his glory. And so Paul's saying, what is the foundation of your life? What is the foundation of the work that God has given you? Are you working on your own accord? Is the foundation your own glory? Is the foundation the approval of others? Is the foundation solid? Is the foundation Jesus Christ? And this is like that passage where it says, build your foundation on solid rock. Jesus says, there's the men who built their house on sand, and when the winds came and the storms came, it blew it away. But those who build it on rock will persevere till the end. And I think it's really easy for us to say, like, yeah, I'm building my house on the foundation of Jesus. I'm doing it because I went to mass or I'm taking prayer time. But there's so much exposing that the Lord wants to do. And in a house or in a building, the longer a building is standing, the more the building erodes, right? The more that we see like age or weather or wherever the building is. If a building is like by water, you know, you see like in Florida or in these places where it's on the ocean and the saltwater waves come up and are hitting the foundation, it erodes away at the rock, right? And so you begin to see the places where the foundation over the years is not sturdy, that things are eroding away at the foundation. And we can see that in ourselves. And we can see that in the ways that we have not built our foundation. And for many of us, it's mixed, right? That hole is dug and we're pouring the foundation of the Lord. And then in there, we're like, also the approval of others. Also me getting what I want. Also this, that. You know, I had a situation where I was coming off of a great like conference weekend, and I was like, yes, Lord, you're moving, you're changing me, da 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 da, all this kind of stuff. And then I had a hard situation with a friend that I really loved and that I really want to love me, and I really feel loved and secure when this friend loves me. And we had a hard situation, we were knocking heads, and I felt like so agitated and disjointed. And the Lord was like, because right now in this moment, you're putting her approval as your foundation. You're putting what you want to get from her as your foundation. You're putting what she thinks of you as your foundation and not me. And this is where that comes back to looking at the Lord in Isaiah 6, that if we're putting him as our foundation, you know that song, Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, that those lyrics, I'm actually going to look them up because they're really good lyrics. But and so while it's loading, I'm going to say this. We know that Christ is a firm foundation because of that passage that we see in Isaiah 6. And I love this. He says, I saw the Lord seated on his throne. And there's this reality that we read throughout the scriptures that the Lord is seated on the throne and that this throne is sturdy. He's enthroned, it says in Psalm 2, on Zion, the king of the earth, the king of the world is enthroned on Zion. And his throne, scripture says, shall not be moved. Shall not be moved. He is secure. He does not move. I love these verses. I'm just going to read them. It says, Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me is shaking, I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus because he's never let me down. It says, rain came, wind blew, but my house is built on you. I've still got joy in chaos. I've got a peace that makes no sense. So I won't be going under. I'm not held by my own strength because I build my life on Jesus. And he's never let me down. How can we begin to know if we've built our life on Jesus? And I was praying about this morning, and I was like, if I am constantly getting agitated when different things don't go my way, when storms come, when winds blow, if it's constantly moving me around, if I'm constantly having chaos, if I'm constantly having all of these things through all of this chaos, then it's showing me that those things maybe are my foundation. But when I have my foundation in Jesus, I'm not shaken. I'm not moved. It doesn't mean I'm perfect, but it does mean that I'm standing secure. Why? Not because I'm the most secure, not because I'm perfect, but because he is seated on his throne, and his throne lasts from age to age to age, and he shall not be moved. The Lord does not move. He does not change. He's never ending. He's from beginning to end. He'll never go away. He'll never shake. No storm can shake him. In fact, he does the shaking. That's how strong he is. That when he rose from the dead, pillars shook, evil shook in its boots, but the Lord never shakes. So friends, ask yourself today, what am I placing my foundation on? Where am I shaking? Where am I having anxiety? Where am I becoming agitated? And am I building my house on the foundation of the Lord? And if you ask the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. God bless and join us again tomorrow.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.